We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 on 28.5 degrees East, Astra 1 on Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Eutelsat 2 and Eutelsat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union reaffirms her commitment to helping Africa. In environmental news, coral in Australia is recovering. In veg news, vegetarian options at United States airports are increasing. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, June 13th, prominent composer and conductor Mr. Carlos Chavez was born in Mexico City, Mexico in 1899. Considered one of the most significant Mexican composers of the 20th century, he is known for his percussive music blended with Aztec, Mexican, and Spanish-Mexican elements. He founded the Symphony Orchestra of Mexico in 1928 and conducted almost every major orchestra in the United States, Europe, and Latin America. Sinfonia de Antigona and Sinfonia India are among his most well-known works. Mr. Chavez also helped to establish Mexico's National Institute of Fine Arts in 1947. Included in his accolades are honorary memberships in the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and American Institute of Arts and Letters. Thank heaven for brilliant musicians such as Mr. Carlos Chavez, who uplift and delight us with beautiful tunes.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Brazil. Following floods that swept through almost half of the country, at least 32 people perished and 200,000 lost their homes. On April 26th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 for urgent supplies, and on May 4th, she conveyed her prayers for the affected and pledged an additional $20,000. This combined amount could purchase approximately $186,000 in supplies in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living.
As soon as circumstances allowed, our association's relief team quickly made two trips to assist the affected, covering their own travel and related expenses. On their second trip to the most affected area of Maranhão State, they traveled around 6 hours by car and then 12 hours by boat from São Luís, capital of the state of Maranhão, to the municipality of São João do Caru, another region that had not yet received help. In the city, nearly 5,000 of the total 15,000 population were affected by flooding.
The mayor's wife, Mrs. Sandra Maria Borges, and the secretary of administration of the city hall, Mr. Everaldo Arthur Franvieschetto, provided our relief team with a place to sleep as well as transportation to affected places. Our relief team purchased 3,000 kilograms of food, which was distributed along with SOS flyers to offer insight into the effects of climate change. They also spoke about the urgency of global warming with members of the Department of Education in São João de Caru.
We are thankful for the kind help of Mrs. Borges, Mr. Franvieschetto, and all other Brazilian officials. We express our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her generous support of the flood victims and to our association's relief team for their assistance to the storm afflicted. We pray that God may bestow the Brazilians with strength as they work to recover their daily lives, and that these calamities will soon ease with humanity's more caring actions.
U.S. Western states impacted by storms. Strong thunder, lightning, and deluges of rain in central and northern Texas flooded regions of cities such as Dallas, leaving over 245,000 people without power and travel stalled as 70-mile-per-hour winds toppled trees and other structures. A lightning strike also led to the burning of a home in Heath, Texas. Nearby states of Oklahoma and Nebraska were also affected as rain and hail caused some structural as well as crop damage. We are thankful for the safety of the people and pray for the swift restoring of their fulfilling daily lives. Let us all strive for greater consideration of the environment to help lessen calamities such as these.
Heavy rains inundate England and Wales. Flash flooding in North England and Wales endangered and disrupted lives this past week. A torrent of rain and hail brought unexpected flooding in places like Sheffield, where some city streets were submerged in up to 5 feet of water. A tornado was sighted in Cornwall, and fires were ignited in more than one location from lightning strikes. Rescue personnel were busy helping people from stranded areas, including 6 individuals in the Dronfield factory who were assisted out of their workplace when it was isolated by the rising waters. Meanwhile, people in North and Mid Wales began cleaning up after flash floods filled some streets with mud and drenched many homes and businesses. Our hearts go out to those affected by these disruptive events as we wish them a swift restoration of their normal day-to-day lives. May we all work together to alleviate such extreme conditions through our kind and harmonious actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Health Organization warns of increased swine flu threat in developing countries. During a briefing on the recent increase in the swine flu pandemic alert level to a full pandemic, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Margaret Chan highlighted the significant threat as the virus emerges in developing nations that have less infrastructure and health services available.
Finally, and perhaps of greatest concern, we do not know how this virus will behave under conditions typically found in the developing world. Although the pandemic appears to have moderate severity in comparatively well-off countries, it is prudent to anticipate a bleaker picture as the virus spreads to areas with limited resources, poor health care, and high prevalence of underlying medical problems. Countries should prepare to see cases or the further spread of cases in the near future. Countries where outbreaks appear to have peaked should prepare for a second wave of infection.
Along with the pandemic having been escalated to its highest level, the number of confirmed cases and fatalities continue to rise.
Throughout at least 75 countries, including a newly added Morocco as the second on the African continent, some 29,700 cases have been confirmed, with more than 145 people who have succumbed to the swine flu.
Canada and some other afflicted countries said they began vaccine development and other measures before level 6 was reached and are already treating swine flu as an epidemic.
Influenza pandemics, whether moderate or severe, are remarkable events because of the almost universal susceptibility of the world's population to infection. We are all in this together, and we will all get through this together.
Dr. Chan and the World Health Organization, many thanks for your concerted efforts to inform and protect the lives of the world's people. We convey our sorrow and prayers for those who have suffered loss and for the recovery of people who have been stricken ill. May humanity turn more and more to the benefit of the vegan lifestyle to be free of unwanted occurrences such as these.
Vegan diet improves heart risk factors over veg diet with animal products. In a 4-week study led by Dr. David J.A. Jenkins of St. Michael's Hospital in the University of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, one group of overweight individuals with high cholesterol levels was given a low-carbohydrate, plant-based diet known as the Eco-Atkins diet, while another group was given a high-carbohydrate vegetarian diet containing animal products such as low-fat milk. While both groups showed approximately the same weight loss, those who ate the vegan diet were found to have significantly lower levels of the cholesterol component LDL-C, a known risk factor for heart disease. The vegans also showed greater improvements in blood pressure. The research was published in the June 8th issue of the journal Archives of Internal Medicine. Our thanks, Dr. Jenkins and colleagues, for documenting the healthy heart benefits of the animal-free vegan diet. May more and more individuals choose this beneficial way of life for themselves and caring loved ones.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
South Sudanese began disarming. On Wednesday, the Sudan People's Liberation Army, or SPLA, started advancing through the United Nations Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Program, which is looking forward to welcome 180,000 former members. Already, 4,300 people in the north have relinquished weapons, for which they are receiving medical checkups, cash assistance, food, and vocational training to begin new careers. Representing Regional President Salva Kiir, South Sudan's Cabinet Affairs Minister Luka Manoya said that the program is intended to support residents in their vital role of building a new Sudan. Speaking to some of the first disarming groups, he said, "You must go with your heads held high. We are proud of you." We echo the sentiments of Minister Manoya and applaud the SPLA members who have chosen peace for your country. May the new beginnings for Sudan's society soon lead to a flourishing nation.
Save our planet. Californians to use less water to save salmon. The U.S. federal agency, National Marine Fisheries Service, has issued a ruling that calls for reducing water diversion to cities and agriculture by between 5 and 7%. The move is designed to keep water in the state's rivers to protect the dwindling numbers of salmon and other fish that face extinction despite their abundance just decades ago.
Environmental group National Resources Defense Council commended the decision, saying that water conservation as a practice was inevitable and that it was better to adopt such measures before it was too late.
Californians, you have our accolades and admiration for your commitment to saving the salmon and the biodiversity of your rivers. Truly, our individual choices can become a collective influence that protects the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who also always encourages more eco-friendly lifestyles, spoke of the world's resources during a video conference in South Korea in April 2009.
The resources are very, very, very precious, more than finance. Namely, for example, water. We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too. Planet of the animals. Thank you so much for all you have done and doing.
Save our planet. First ladies in support of being fur-free. In a letter to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, First Lady Carlo Bruni Sarkozy of France said she does not wear, buy, or own fur. Meanwhile, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama also confirmed via her Deputy Press Secretary, Simanti Mustafi, that she likewise does not wear animal fur. In response, PETA's Senior Vice President Dan Matthews said, "By officially rejecting fur, these two style icons will make people everywhere see fur for what it is, old-fashioned and cruel." Our heartfelt appreciation, First Ladies Carla Bruni Sarkozy and Michelle Obama, for your expressions of beauty through compassionate fashion. Blessed be actions such as yours in inspiring us all toward a world where consideration and kindness prevail.
Save our planet. UNFCCC talks conclude in Bonn, Germany. during the two-week United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, conference, representatives from 181 countries discussed emission target goals as scientists urged leaders toward more drastic measures to curb global warming. UNFCCC Executive Director Ivo de Boer said, "We are still a long, long way from the ambitious emissions reduction scenarios of the IPCC, or Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that are a kind of a beacon in terms of what industrialized countries need to do if we are to avoid the most severe impacts of climate change." United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change participants, we appreciate your commitment in coming together to advance a meaningful international agreement. Our prayers for the success of an accord as we each assume responsibility for preserving this most precious planet.
Save Our Planet. Following objections by ADASEP, a 65-group affiliation of some 500,000 indigenous Amazonian people, Peru's Congress indefinitely suspends a decree that would have allowed more deforestation, mining, and agriculture in the Amazon rainforest.
Save Our Planet. A decline in demand for seafood from the United States and Europe has led to reduced shrimp fishing in places such as eastern India, resulting in marine life recovery and a switch to more wholesome livelihoods for many in the region.
Save Our Planet. China's Ministry of Finance is setting aside $87.8 million to subsidize 120 million energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulbs that will save 6.2 billion kilowatt hours of electricity, reduce emissions by 6.2 million tons, and lessen electric bills by $453.5 million.
Hello, I'm Jamo the Springbok, and I'm a vegan. There are no animal products in my diet. Today I would like to share a well-being tip with you. If you have been getting enough hours of sleep but still feel fatigued, you might want to look into the situation. For example, there's a condition called obstructive sleep apnea. It keeps a person from breathing properly while sleeping, thus leaving him or her tired even after many hours of rest. Please check with your physician for a diagnosis. To be productive, you need to take care to feel refreshed and rejuvenated after a good night's sleep. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for Worldwide Weather.
In world news, the European Union pledges to fulfill aid commitments to Africa. At a meeting in Luxembourg between ministers from the European Union and African Union, Europe also promised to establish a closer working relationship with Africa. Many global issues were discussed, including peace on both continents. Our sincere gratitude, European Union, for your dedication and generosity. May the great nations of Africa shine forth in splendor and sustainability.
In environmental news, coral in part of Australia's Great Barrier Reef returns to its healthy state. In 2006, the coral in the southern part of the Keppel Islands, which globally is the largest coral reef network, was acutely bleached due to high sea temperatures. However, researchers from the University of Queensland Centre for Marine Studies and the ARC Centre for Excellence for Coral Reef Studies have found that the coral has grown back abundantly. This rare recovery is attributed to a number of factors, including the coral's ability to develop quickly again from tissue that had survived. Our thankfulness researchers from the University of Queensland Centre for Marine Studies and the ARC Centre for Excellence for Coral Reef Studies for this amazing news. May our underwater wonderlands continue to flourish under heaven's protection. Coming up on Noteworthy News, vegetarian options are becoming more available in US airports. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more conscientious news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good news for a stable world. In veg news, United States airports are increasingly offering vegetarian meals. A study by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, found that 80% of the restaurants at the 15 busiest airports in the USA offer at least one vegetarian option. At Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport, 95% of the restaurants had a minimum of one vegetarian choice. Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport was designated as the third most vegetarian-friendly airport. Many thanks, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, for this informative study. Congratulations, all airports that are providing travelers with delicious and nutritious plant-based food.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, More Space.
The husband looked a little bit sad and said to his wife, I could do with more space, you know? The wife said, okay, go sleep in the garden.
And now for our viewers' heartlines. Some of our viewers wrote after watching Reincarnation, Past Unveiling and Modern Day Evidence on Science and Spirituality.
I believe reincarnation is true because those kids that are interviewed are only 2 or 3 years old. They don't even know what reincarnation means. Starry sky.
I believe in both evolution and spirituality, so yes, it's possible. Your soul is reincarnated, not your body. I believe in other universes, and we as spirits live there too, so you can go there. Pinky, USA.
I am 100% certain that I have lived before and will live again. It makes so much sense. Fragan, USA.
Soulful viewers, it is indeed fascinating to think that life continues eternally. The Earth is such a wonderful home and training place for souls to progress. May our planet sustain as a hospitable and welcoming environment for eons to come, in the brilliant light of the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May bountiful blessings be bestowed upon you and your loved ones. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Salzburg, Austria, a festival featuring films about the culture and everyday life of the Roma and Sinti people helps raise awareness and understanding of a large gypsy population in Europe.
Bolivian President Evo Morales and Paraguay President Fernando Lugo together will participate in commemorating the 74th anniversary of emerging peace between the two countries.
Germany plans to donate over $28 million to supply fuel for the Soul Power plant in the Gaza Strip, Palestine, to keep it running during the summer.
High school senior Stephen Lee from California, USA, who is receiving hospital treatment for leukemia, is able to participate via Skype internet video conferencing in his high school graduation.
Donations from the ASHA for Education charity, which pays teachers' salaries at the Olcott School, enable disadvantaged children in Chennai, India, to receive free education.
After speaking with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. Peace Envoy George Mitchell arrives in the West Bank for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Statues of four distinguished Iranians, Omar Khayyam, Razi, Avicenna, and Abu Rihanna, Biruni are unveiled in a pavilion front of the United Nations office in Vienna, Austria.
China donates $300,000 to Colombia for a demining program to restore certain land areas to being safe zones.
The national campaign Reading for All Festival begins in Egypt with a focus on parents' role in reading to children and encouraging them to read.
Africa's Panel of the Wise meets in Tripoli, Libya to draft recommendations for bringing peaceful electoral processes continent-wide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.